Now, unless you're an expat living in Thailand or a regular business traveller to that country, perhaps, you've probably never heard of the TM30 visa debacle. In recent months, though, it's been causing outrage among the Southeast Asian nation's 1 million-strong expat community. It stems from a 40-year-old law that has never been enforced until now, with Thai police determined to crack down on international criminals hiding out in their country. Our Southeast Asia correspondent Catherine Diss has the story.
I finally landed my dream job. I was now a foreign correspondent. But little did I know just how long it would take to get my visa, or that I was flying into the middle of a visa crackdown controversy facing foreigners.
The topic of conversation tonight, as you can see, is Thailand's controversial immigration laws and their consequences.
We'll come back to that, but first we need to go through a little history. It all comes down to a law written almost 40 years ago. After the fall of the Khmer Rouge regime in Cambodia in 1979, there was a major influx of refugees across the border. People were also coming in via boat from Vietnam. So, as a security measure, Thai authorities put reporting requirements in place to monitor the movement of foreigners. But as it is with much in Southeast Asia, it was never properly enforced until now. Under the system, all non-immigrant visa holders, that is any expat living in the country, is now required, along with their landlord, to report when they leave their home province and upon their return within 24 hours, every single time. So, for example, if you live in Bangkok and travel to Phuket for the weekend, you're required to report it. And, of course, the system used to enforce it doesn't work so smoothly. As you can imagine, being a foreign correspondent, I travel a lot for this job, like many other expats. So, understandably, it's causing furor among the expat community. And has become such a hot topic of discussion over drinks at Thailand's Foreign Correspondent Club, the board invited immigration officials to explain why it was needed. Dominic Fulder chaired the discussion.
This law is from 40 years ago, from the Cold War period, and that the bureaucracy that is being applied to administer it is from the same era. How can you justify this very onerous procedure, this procedure that causes a lot of difficulty and inconvenience to people?
I can absolutely understand that it's giving you a hard time doing that, but if you really understand us, you're going to know that it's not that hard. We try to make things easy.
The system is erratic and non-functioning. So basically, a system has been launched which people like this are expected to deal with that does not work. Is that a good way of doing things?
It's easier than telling your wife that you're already at home. Trust me. Okay, thank you.
It went back and forwards like this for hours, with the immigration officials giving away little to satisfy the frustrations expressed by the crowd and insisting the changes are needed to catch foreign criminals.
Just going back to this idea of why this suddenly became pertinent, because nobody has noticed a particular deterioration in the security situation in Thailand. It's not apparent on the outside.
Several things have been changing in the country of Thailand and in all over the world. The criminal, I mean, they are getting stronger.
The requirements are so onerous, landlords at some apartment complexes are erecting signs saying no foreigners, while others jokingly say the new tourism slogan in Thailand is travel less. A group of expats have launched a petition against it, and perhaps even more concerning is the impact on investment, with some investors weighing up whether it's just too hard to do business here. Luckily, I have a local office manager who's able to help me out with the paperwork. But this was just one of the many steps required of me as I madly sought about getting my visa. We started the process even before I left Australia, but it still took 3 months to gain approval. When I got an interview with the Immigration Department fairly soon after my arrival, I thought it would sail through. But no, it dragged on. And because of the time it took, I had to travel in and out of the country a few times to renew my tourist visa. And then my husband and I were required to travel to the Thai embassy in another country to register for a journalist visa. We thought we could go in and out in one day, but as we eagerly lined up in the long line of other expats at the Thai embassy in Phnom Penh, we were told it would take 3 days to process. That only gave us a 3-month visa. From there, we had to apply to extend it for a year. I had started to wonder if I'd even get my visa before my year-long posting was over. Then, a week later, back in Bangkok, and after hours of waiting in the immigration office, we had good news. We finally gained approval. A few days later, I found out I was being posted to our Washington bureau. So, the process starts all over again. Let's hope this time it doesn't take quite so long.
Catherine just there with her final report out of Bangkok.